we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, lively viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east. Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotuth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshen County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, an Irishman runs marathons to help those in need in Darfur. In philanthropy news, a foundation based in the United States donates to assist with climate change adaptation. In environmental news, a hospital in India is to be powered by sustainable energy. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 14, is the birthday of His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco, who was born in 1958. His Serene Highness is very involved in many humanitarian sports and cultural activities. He is also deeply concerned about the urgent need to protect our ecosphere. In 2006, His Serene Highness founded the Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation to help safeguard our ecosystem. It advocates humanity taking responsibility for sustainable management of the natural environment. The three areas it focuses on are climate change, biodiversity, and water. His Serene Highness has himself undertaken expeditions to the Arctic to study and bring global attention to the effects of climate change on the region. Our sincere gratitude, Your Serene Highness Prince Albert II, and heaven bless all your dedicated endeavours on behalf of our planet and the life she supports. May you have a peaceful and happy birthday with your loved ones.
Fly In News. Japan donates $9 million to United Nations program for Ethiopia. The Japanese government, through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, has provided funds to help the UN World Food Program, or WFP, enhance food security for Ethiopians. The gift to Ethiopia is part of a $32.8 million donation from Japan for the World Food Program's humanitarian projects in various countries, including Bolivia, Nicaragua, Tajikistan, and the Philippines. Many thanks and heaven bless Japan for your generous help to the kind Ethiopian people. May your nation and all those you assist flourish in good health, prosperity, and friendship.
U.S. eases travel to Cuba. The new law allows Cuban-American families to visit relatives in Cuba once a year and stay as long as they wish. This represents a change from the previous rule of 1 2-week visit every 3 years. Cuban Americans now can also travel to see extended family, meaning relatives such as aunts, uncles, and cousins. In addition, the U.S. Senate has nearly quadrupled the daily amount that Cuban Americans can spend on the island during their stay. Our respectful salute, United States, for this measure, helping families enjoy the precious opportunity to spend more time together. We look forward to a future of ever more blossoming relations among all Cubans and Americans.
Journalists solemnly remembered. In Baghdad, Iraq, while covering a national reconciliation conference, two media members were fatally wounded on Tuesday, and another freelance journalist working in Afghanistan also did not survive injuries sustained as he traveled near the governor's palace in Kandahar. Iraqi correspondents Haider Hashim and cameraman Suhaib Adnan were both working for the Al-Baghdadiya channel in Baghdad, and young freelance journalist Jawed Ahmad had been a freelance cameraman and journalist for media organizations such as Iran's Press TV and Canada's CTV. The Qatar-based Doha Center for Media Freedom issued a statement saying that it would provide support for the families of all the journalist victims. We send our deep sympathies to the families and colleagues of journalists Haider Hashim, Jawed Ahmad, and Suhaib Adnan. Our deep condolences also for the loss of the other 31 innocent persons in Baghdad. May their souls rest serenely in heaven's eternal love as we pray for a world of safe passage for media members and world citizens alike.
Humanitarian aid workers released in Darfur, Sudan. Two Sudanese nationals, working with the Belgian division of the humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders, were freed on Thursday. They had both been detained the previous evening, along with three other international staff members. We are most relieved to hear of the safe return of the two innocent workers and pray for the soon release of their three colleagues. Our prayers for the divine protection of all those who set out on selfless missions to bring comfort to those most in need.
Facebook launches in Arabic and Hebrew. The increasingly popular US-based social networking website, already featuring 40 languages, has successfully accomplished this most recent edition, despite technical challenges such as script written and read from right to left, as well as accommodating regional differences in word usage. The website's forward-thinking goals include making Facebook available in every language across the globe. Our hats off, Facebook, for your creative use of technology in bringing the world closer together. Surely such constructive efforts of goodwill are contributing to greater understanding and peace among all peoples.
U.S. recognizes contributions of women. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed an executive order launching the White House Council on Women and Girls to help ensure that all females and their families have equal opportunities through federal policies. Meanwhile, in celebration of International Women's Day, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton joined to present the State Department's International Women of Courage Awards, commemorating women leaders worldwide for their endeavors on behalf of social justice and human rights.
Again, the goal of this council is to ensure that young girls have no limits on their dreams and no obstacles to their achievements. The women we honor today teach us three very important lessons. One, that as women, we must stand up for ourselves. The second, as women, we must stand up for each other. And finally, as women, we must stand up for justice for all.
This year's honorees came from the nations of Afghanistan, Guatemala, Iraq, Malaysia, Niger, Russia, Uzbekistan, and Yemen.
Each is one of a kind, but together they represent countless women and men who strive daily for justice and opportunity in every country and on every continent, usually without recognition or reward.
Our accolades, President and First Lady Obama, Secretary of State Clinton, award honorees and all individuals, governments, and organizations for your recognition of the valued contributions of men and women alike. We look forward to the day that every voice is heard and appreciated in an equal world.
Save our planet. Climate change could claim 85% of the Amazon. As home to half the world's plants, animals and insects, the lush rainforest historically has been able to reduce atmospheric carbon dioxide by 2 billion tonnes annually. However, British researchers from the Met Office Hadley Centre for Climate Change report that not only deforestation but now global warming itself is jeopardising the health of the trees, saying that 85% of the forest could perish with an atmospheric temperature rise of 4 degrees Celsius. Findings from other scientists who attended the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference last week concurred, including those of Dr. Carlos Nobre of Brazil's Space Research Institute, also chair of the International Geosphere Biosphere Program in Sweden.
Certainly, the most alarming climate change danger is the collapse of the Amazon forest. If the temperature rises 4 or 5 degrees, it's very likely that the Amazon forest will collapse almost totally. So this is really the most alarming climate change danger that we are facing in South America.
Also attending the conference was Professor Tim Lenton of the UK's University of East Anglia, who stated, "Unless we can restrict the warming and seasonal changes we're already seeing in the tropics, the prospects for the Amazon aren't good. A key to limit this warming, according to Dr. Carlos Nobre, is to curb meat production. That is, to halt the clearing of the rainforests for cattle grazing."
Worldwide, that's very important because really there will be a lot of emissions if we think in the future 9 billion people consuming meat. This is huge meat consumption, which will lead to huge emissions. So on the long range, we have to decrease meat consumption, and particularly for the global tropics, specifically for the Amazon, deforestation comes about mostly to open up cattle ranches, so to produce meat.
Our gratitude, Dr. Nobre, Met Office Hadley Center scientists, Professor Lenton, and all involved, for this vital information that helps awaken us to the severe effects of continued global warming. Let us quickly turn to more eco-conscious lifestyles to save the irreplaceable Amazon, its lush biodiversity, and support of all life on Earth.
Through her deep spiritual insights, Supreme Master Qinghai explained in a June 2008 video conference with our association members in Surrey, United Kingdom, how a rapid and complete restoration of our biosphere could be possible if humankind would become vegetarian altogether.
If the world were to go 100% vegetarian by now, the good effect of it will be seen within more or less 60 days, 8 short weeks. And what kind of earth would we live in? Could be Eden again. Things will be more lushful, abundance. People will feel happier, even without reason. They will not know why they feel happy. And food will be enough everywhere. River will run plentiful again. Disaster will cease. Heaven will smile on human. And good wishes will be fulfilled. That is a kind of Eden. If we are to be vegetarian, all of the human on the planet, that will be the effect.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, all of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in net, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. This plant's eye, Ahura Mazda, or God, rained down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. Australian gum trees are facing rapid decline. in a region of New South Wales that sustains waterbird colonies and provides 14% of the state's agriculture. River red gum trees in the Lachlan River wetland areas are perishing in staggering numbers. A study by the University of New South Wales found that one delta area has witnessed an 85% decline over the last 12 years, with losses including trees that were hundreds of years old. The losses are being attributed to a combination of irrigation practices, long-term drought, and climate change. University of New South Wales scientists, we appreciate your chronicling of global warming's toll on the irreplaceable gum trees. With heaven's grace, may our striving for better eco-stewardship help restore the conditions needed for their survival.
Save our planet. California governor test drives hydrogen hybrid supercar. The U.S.-based auto manufacturer Ron Motor Company has just introduced the exotic Scorpion model sports car, which operates with the help of hydrogen fuel injection technology. Capable of reaching speeds of 200 miles per hour with emissions reduced by 75% to 90%, the high-performance vehicle was recently presented at the California State Capitol Building for a press conference and was offered to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for a test drive, which the eco-car enthusiast gladly accepted. The company is currently accepting advanced orders for a limited production of 200 vehicles. Wow, what a transportation innovation! Bravo, Ron Motor Company, for this marvel of technology to propel us into an era of sustainability with style.
Save our planet. Britain's Prince Charles speaks on the urgency of climate change. During his Latin American tour this past week, accompanied by his wife Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, Prince Charles met with such dignitaries as Chilean President Michelle Bachelet and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, where he commended the nation's measures to protect the Amazon. Addressing a group of Brazilian officials and business leaders, His Royal Highness expressed his concerns over the urgency of climate change, stating that global warming has far more potential to endanger humanity than any other issue of our time. He went on to caution that the time remaining to change our behavior is very limited before catastrophic effects to humanity could be seen. Your Royal Highness, our gratitude for your continued wise leadership and clear vision regarding our precious environments. We pray that humanity moves swiftly to restore the balance of our earth through practices that respect all life.
Save Our Planet, a green project for the hospitality industry launched in Istanbul, Turkey, partners hotels and environmental groups in saving water and energy along with other eco-friendly practices.
Save Our Planet, major mobile phone manufacturer South Korean-based Samsung has introduced the Blue Earth phone comprised of recycled plastic and a solar panel for recharging.
Save Our Planet. The Obama administration in the USA has appointed Van Jones, best-selling author and environmental and civil rights advocate, as special advisor for green jobs, enterprise, and innovation.
Howdy, how are you, friends? I'm Hee-Haw the Donkey, and I'm a happy vegetarian. Would you like to hear a tip on car care? Sometimes the windshield of your car may accidentally get a slight chip or crack. If this happens, instead of replacing the whole windshield, you can have it repaired. It is less expensive and doesn't take too much time. Please ask your local auto glass dealer for more details. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our gorgeous globe.
In humanitarian news, an Irishman runs 7 marathons for Darfur, Sudan. In just 5 days, 9 hours and 8 minutes, Mr. Richard Donovan, age 42 of Galway, Ireland, took part in 7 marathons on 7 continents. He ran a total of 295 kilometers, braving sub-zero temperatures, to bring attention to the many in need in Darfur. The funds raised from Mr. Donovan's achievement will be used by the international humanitarian organization, GOAL, headquartered in Ireland, to assist their work in Darfur. GOAL has been helping in that region of Sudan since 1985 and donated $23 million in aid in 2007. Our accolades, and God bless you, Mr. Richard Donovan and GOAL, for your devotion to the fine people of Darfur. We send our heartfelt prayers that people in Sudan and in all corners of the world will soon see a planet filled with peace and abundance.
In philanthropy news, a foundation donates $2 million to assist with climate change adaptation. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation is contributing the amount to the US-based World Wildlife Fund and the Switzerland-based International Union for the Conservation of Nature. The gift will be used to create an ecosystems and livelihoods adaptation network. This will act as a resource for organisations working to help humans and susceptible ecosystems adjust to global warming. This donation is just part of the $50 million the MacArthur Foundation plans to invest to help conservation groups protect biodiversity that is endangered through the effects of climate change. Our sincere thanks and blessings of the Providence, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, for your munificent commitment to assisting the co-inhabitants on Earth deal with our changing world. May we quickly adopt lifestyles that will help maintain a healthy planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a hospital in India is to be powered by sustainable energy. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. More forward-thinking news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, valuable news for a precious world. In environmental news, a hospital in India goes green. The Dr. R.N. Cooper Hospital will be the first eco-friendly hospital in Vilay Parle, a city near Mumbai in western India. Its electricity will be powered by wind energy, its water heated by solar energy, and the water will be recycled to be utilized in such areas as gardening. We applaud you, Dr. R.N. Cooper Hospital, for your support of sustainable practices. May all take the necessary steps to protect and preserve our extraordinary Earth.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humour with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, A Valid Reason.
In the classroom, teacher asked, Johnny, how is it possible that any person could make so many stupid mistakes in one day? Johnny said, I got up very early.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This heartline comes from Nuria of San Jose, Costa Rica, who watched Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living in Swahili on Supreme Master Television.
El espacio de cocina vegetariana de hoy fue realmente edificante. Esos jóvenes cocineros vegetarianos hablando en Swahili es realmente amoroso y unificante. Uno siente que están tan cerca y simpatiza tanto que les digo que conocer es amar. Todo mi amor, pensamientos y sentimientos espirituales para todos todo el tiempo. Nuria, San José, Costa Rica.
Luminous Nuria. The unique and beautiful languages of the world we hear on the Vegetarian Cooking Show are music to our hearts, especially as we know that whatever the country or culture, all the cooks share the compassionate vegan lifestyle. May all humanity awaken to the benefits of the plant-based diet. Then our planet can be saved and we can live in friendship with all beings. May heaven shine on you and all your peace-loving co-citizens of lovely Costa Rica.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with glorious music from heavenly spheres.
The
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Greek officials meet with Saudi ambassador to Greece, Salah bin Mohammed al-Ghamdi, in the capital city of Athens to discuss furthering bilateral relations.
The Ephrati Forum for Religious and Cultural Dialogue in Morocco is established to promote good relations and understanding amongst the diverse communities within the nation.
On the American-Canadian border, Niagara Parks police and Niagara Falls firefighters succeed in rescuing a man who spent at least 40 minutes in the icy waters after surviving his descent down the falls.
Iranian officials accept invitation from U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to participate in an upcoming conference on bringing peace and stability to Afghanistan.
Three more tribes in Bajura region of Pakistan, close to the Afghan border, sign a peace agreement with Pakistani authorities, pledging to lay down arms and work together.
Popular U.S. television host and comedian Jay Leno is providing a comedy show in the city of Detroit, Michigan, where unemployed men and women are invited to attend for free.
Hong Kong's businesses, individuals, and schools donate $39,678 to the Australian Red Cross Victorian Bushfire Appeal.
Bolivian President Evo Morales calls upon citizens to help boost cleanup to eliminate the potentially fatal dengue illness nationwide.
International Christian Organization, heralding Christ Jesus blessings, offers a free healthcare delivery services to over 750 people in Sierra Leone cities of Freetown and McKinney.
Bulgarian Interior Minister Mikhail Mikov and his Serbian counterpart discuss the opening of a new border crossing between their nations. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com.